Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. BiteClear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Hi there, it's Julia Louis-Dreyfus. You may know me from my podcast called Wiser Than Me, where I talk to older women and get their wisdom from the front lines of life. I was amazed by how many people told me our show made them look forward to getting older, which is why I'm here to talk about season two of the show. Sally Field, Billie Jean King, Beverly Johnson, Ina Garten, Bonnie Raitt, just to name a few. All hail old women. Wiser Than Me season two is out now from Lemonada Media.
This episode is brought to you by Philo. Do you love TV? Do you love saving money? Then Philo is your solution. Philo has shows, movies, and live TV for just $25 a month. You can even try it for free with their 7-day free trial. No contracts, no commitments, no hassles. Just a better way to watch TV. Never miss a minute of shows like the hit docuseries Where is Wendy Williams? Or classics such as Friends. If you can't get enough TV, then there's no better way to watch. Philo has more than 70 channels like BET, MTV, and AMC. And the best part? You can try it yourself with their 7-day free trial. Sign up today at philo.tv/poppods. That's philo.tv/poppods to get 50% off your first month.
Doug hates candy wrappers, screaming baby sticky seeds with 50 as in popcorn kernels in his teeth. There's still not one that he won't see, but Doug loves movies.
Everybody. Hey, my name is Doug and I love movies. This is Doug Loves Movies coming to you from Bumbershoot Arts and Music Festival in downtown Seattle on Sunday, September 2nd, 2 Oceans 12 at 420 almost. Very close. Let me see your name tags, you guys. I know you brought them. Oh my God. You had to get those through Bumbershoot security, the intense Bumbershoot security. Jeff Loves Boobies is back. The 8-Ball is back. Normsy is back. Normsy got his name tag back. Yesterday, I left it on the stage and wandered off. The lady that brought the Star Wars lunch pail, is she here? Because we kept that. Accidentally. We didn't mean to. Thank you again for coming indoors on day 42 in a row of no rain here in the Seattle area. Yeah. 10 more days to break the record. Let's do this. Whatever you guys are doing, keep doing it. Like, it's like a sports team, you know? Just keep doing the same thing. Don't change your underwear. Since last I spoke and you listened, Brian Posehn and I ran over to the exhibition hall to try to catch the last part of Prong's performance yesterday. But it was hilarious because as soon as we walked in the door, they were like, "Thank you, Seattle. Good night." So Brian and I just went and got some pie. I'll be at the San Jose Improv in San Jose, of all places, on Saturday, September 8th at 4:20 with Professor Blastoff Phenom David Huntsberger from the Corrections Department, the person who tweeted at me the question, "How does Bane eat?" Which is a brilliant question, and I quoted it on the show, "How does Bane eat?" And that person's name is, on Twitter is Hubby Muffins. Hubby Muffins.
Now you've got the credit that you deserve, Hubby Muffins. Next, you have my permission to die. Hubby Muffins.
It's not as cool sounding as Batman. If Bane's next target is Hubby Muffins. The prize bag is pretty awesome. I'm pretty happy with it today. I've got the stuff that I tend to bring, the Doug Loves Movies t-shirt and a couple of my CDs and the Pot the Vote t-shirt, I think, is in here too. Yeah, and we've also got someone, one of the guests brought some easy wipes, I think they're called. Wet wipes. I don't want to say a brand name, but you know what I'm talking about. These things. Some of those, and they the guests signed them, so that's pretty nice. Another guest bought a private letter to the winner. We'll find out if we can disclose the information in the letter. It might be really important information in there. And then, this is pretty cool. This is a patch from a program you may know called NTSF-SD-SUV from Adult Swim. Yeah, and then I've also got from Flatstock, we got some posters. We got a really cool Tenacious D poster and another poster that has Scott Aukerman on it. He's not here. And another poster that's got also not here, Kulop and Howard from Who Charted. And the Who Charted poster was done by Barry Blankenship, Barry, theartguy.com. And the other two posters were done by Small Horse, and you can reach them at smallhorsestudio.com. And thanks to them for tweeting that they had posters to give away. And then when I went over there, it actually happened. Be weird if I walked in there. I was walking around like, well, I hope somebody says I'm the one that tweeted you. And then someone did. And of course, my guests today are not the president and his family. We have actual people that'll be sitting there that I'll be speaking to them. Please welcome to the stage, give a big bumper shoot welcome to June Diane Raphael, Paul Scheer, Jason Mantzoukas, and Paul F. Tompkins.
Boom. Hello.
Hello.
Look at this, people up there.
Hey, what's going on?
I like
they like
balcony.
You guys.
Doug, hi.
That was nice.
Fantasy football. That's the best thing to yell. Fantasy football!
No, I like that somebody likes the league, and somebody is like, oh, whatever about that. I just like fantasy football. I could give a shit about your show about it.
It's close enough, right? Yeah, when does the league come back, you guys?
We start the same day the WNBA starts, which everyone knows, right? We are legally not allowed to say, but I would assume that if you would be betting rightly if you would think the first 2 weeks in October.
And that is Paul Scheer, ladies and gentlemen.
I didn't give it the specific. I gave you a range. Yes. It could be the first 2 weeks
but
of October.
May I ask, what would be the repercussions were you to give the actual start date?
Like, I have no idea.
Yeah.
I have no idea, but we got multiple emails.
Is there really a thing you can't do? You can't say?
I got multiple emails saying that we cannot say the date because they want to announce it after Labor Day, which is tomorrow. So if I was on this show tomorrow, I would tell you October 11th. But... I can't legally do it now.
I'll be honest, I've gotten no emails whatsoever.
Yeah.
So I have no qualms saying October 11th.
You also don't have an email account.
I also don't have an email account. I live off the grid.
And you've been fired from the league.
And I've been fired. Hold on, I just got a text message. I've been fired.
Well, this is going to come out in a day or two, so...
Great, it all worked out.
It worked
out
beautifully.
And you guys got the scoop literally hours before the rest of America.
Yeah, I hope none of you have a blog, because then the word's going to get out. And also...
Guys, do not screw me. Dom Pagone, the head of publicity of FX, will get really mad at me.
What's the guy's name?
Dom Pagone.
Yo, you don't want Pagone on your ass.
Hey, Paul. Don Pagone here. I... heard you were talking about me at Bumbershoot. If you could just please not talk about me at comedy shows.
I want to talk about you because you went to the Super Bowl with the Sons of Anarchy. That makes no sense. We're the football show on your network. You should have taken us.
Wow, that is a burn. That is a burn. Yeah,
they took Sons of Anarchy,
a couple of Nip Tuck guys.
You took the Wolford guys?
Walton Goggins from The Shield.
No! They took Breaking Bad. It's not even their network.
You took the cast of Lights Out, the show that was canceled mid-season on FX? Sorry. That was a deep pull. It's a deep pull for all you FX fans out there. Terriers would have been better.
Yeah.
Or Testies. Right, guys? The Canadian show.
What we're saying is FX has made some winners and they've made some losers.
Fuck you guys.
You guys had that coming.
Fuck you guys.
Who here right now was at the previous show, which was How Did This Get Made? Who was there?
Oh, awesome. Thank you for coming.
Now, are you guys excited to see the same lineup plus Paul F. Tompkins? Or are you like, oh, these dildos again? Thank God Paul F. Tompkins is there.
Yeah, we just listened to those four for an hour. Tompkins is going to have to carry this shit.
I'll do it.
But that's Jason Mantzoukas, everybody, who is the voice of the guy from the FX network.
The guy who talked about Wilfred. Testies.
And yeah. Jason Mantzoukas as Don Pagone.
Now, are you saying Dom Pagone? With
Dom,
an M.
D-O-M Pagone.
Fantastic.
Oh, even better.
Yeah.
I was hearing a worse version.
Oh, what were you hearing?
I was hearing Don Pagone.
Yeah, that's what I was hearing too.
That's not bad. That's not bad. But Dom Pagone?
It's so much better.
It's even better. Yeah.
You can't cross somebody named Dom for any reason.
Do you want me to open a bottle of Dom Pagone?
What? Dom Pagone, 1988.
The house champagne of FX Network?
That's how they got him. This champagne is so good, we need you to run publicity. And we got to make sure you don't let those guys say October 11th.
So the third host from the How Did This Get Made podcast is also here, ladies and gentlemen. Give it up for June Diane Raphael.
Thank you.
Raphael. And congratulations to you. You just wrapped a motion picture.
Is that
correct?
Right?
Called Ass Backwards.
Oh, that's correct.
Yeah. With your pal, Casey Wilson.
You know why I was surprised? Because the movie started filming 2 years ago. And we ran out of money and then just completed our last 5 days this past month.
Oh, great.
So when you said that, I genuinely didn't know. It didn't seem right.
You've completed a movie. It seems like you made it in an ass backwards kind of way.
That's correct.
So that's the perfect title for it. And you co-starred and co-wrote it. Yeah, that's right. I co-wrote it.
Oh, I co-wrote it.
And so we won't be seeing it anytime soon then? Or?
Well, it's got to go through...
Another 5 years.
It'll come out this year, but the last 5 minutes will come out 2 years from now,
yes,
right?
Released on its own DVD.
It's kind of like Clue. It'll have that like kind of cliffhanger ending. You don't know how it's going to eventually end.
In between shooting, we had to match. We had to go back to a scene 2 years later, and that had very specific extras that we had to track down and make sure they looked the same. And one of them we found out right before we started shooting had died. So it was a wild
process. They look the same? Or?
Yes, exactly the same.
But thanks to James Cameron's Lightstorm Entertainment, they were able to reanimate that dead person and bring her back for a classic scene that cost over $14 million, but it was worth it.
It takes place at the bottom of the ocean where fish have light bulbs on their heads.
That's Paul F. Tompkins, everybody. Yeah. You were a guest on How Did This Get Made, Paul?
Yes.
One of my favorite episodes.
I was forced to watch.
The show was called that for a time. How Did This Get Made, Paul? Like you had to answer for everything.
Yeah, we made him watch The Smurfs.
Yes. The Smurfs.
Which I went to by myself in a theater. It's a children's movie.
Did you wear the blue suit? It's kind of blue, isn't it?
Yeah, it is.
Smurfs are blue, right?
Yes, in honor of the Smurfs.
I'm sure there was dressed
in their palette.
The Smurfs are blue and like a Steve Harvey suit blue. You don't wear Steve Harvey suits.
Exactly.
Yeah. It's the wrong much more refined than that.
I'm sure there was no parent in the crowd that was like, check out the guy three rows back, alone, wearing a suit with a pencil-thin mustache.
I think it's John Waters.
John Waters. John Waters also, is watching the Smurfs
also
with
taking
us.
Notes during it.
Yeah, exactly. Why does he keep turning his phone on?
And so you didn't care for the Smurfs?
I was actually pretty good. It's the last movie I saw. I figured, you know what? Why? If it ain't broke, don't fix it. Why am I going to see more movies?
Yeah. If it nailed it, and that was it, yeah.
Done and done.
You're going to potentially go see P.T. Anderson's The Master because you hear it might get to Smurf proportions. But
what
maybe
if it's not, though?
Yeah, you know what I mean? Yeah, why go?
What if The Master is not as good as The Smurfs?
I can already tell you it's not.
I want P.T. Anderson to come out and make a video like, I know that it won't be as good as The Smurfs, but please just come. I think you'll like The
Give
Master.
My movie a try. It's no Smurfs.
What about Smurfs 2?
Smurfs 2?
That's not going to happen, is it?
They're making it.
What?
You're
why?
Booked. You're booked again. You got to go back again.
That's your return engagement.
You know what? I do feel like I forged a relationship with the characters in that film. And so I would like to see what they're up to now, a few years on.
That would be fun.
I heard one of the Smurfs has died in the intervening years, so...
Clumsy. Clumsy fell down a well.
Finally caught up with him, right?
Clumsy fell down a well, but then fell on somebody else and killed that person. Because
that's right.
Now Clumsy's always resilient.
Andy.
Now he has
Andy
to live.
Was trying to fix the well, and Clumsy fell on him.
Clumsy has to live with that death on his hand.
And that's the premise of this movie.
That's the plot line of Smurfs 2.
He changes his name to Haunted Smurf.
Yep.
It's kind of like that movie with the bus that crashes into the water. What was that one with?
Sweet Hair
water
After.
Bus?
Yeah, Sweet Hair After.
Yeah, just Smurf Hair After. We're ready to go. Green light that shit. Does that happen? I was on with the Twilight movie.
Yes.
The most recent one, Breaking Dawn.
And you'll be on for the sequel. That's, I think, our new thing. We should bring back everyone for the sequels of the movies that we have done.
Yeah, so I pencil me in for, we'll probably do that when? Like in November or December?
Well, I mean, look, if people are over the RPAP breakup, I don't know.
Guys, Case 2 really fucked up.
Case 2. Yeah.
I love how absolutely disinterested in that this audience
crowd
is. It even takes place amongst your woods. And you guys don't care. Twilight represents the Pacific Northwest and what life is like around here.
I assumed.
People were not happy about that, Doug.
Yeah.
How dare you, sir?
So it's not true that your state flag has sparkles, right? That
I assumed I would be running into some Native American werewolves while I'm up here.
Every time I see a shirtless dude outside, one of the, you know, out at the fountain or something, I'm like, that guy's a werewolf.
Yep.
Well, I go hiking in the middle of the woods, and I just find random piles of clothing, so that's what they get changed into after they've become a werewolf, and they fully get clothes on again for no reason.
Yeah, they've always had to have a change of clothes ready to go. They're just under a rock. They're not as smart as the Hulk.
And I also assume, like, all 18-year-old girls in this town are ready to get married.
Oh, yeah.
Right? Just like Bella. Right, guys?
And every dad in town looks like a poor man's Tom Skerritt.
She's too young. She's ready to have a baby eat itself out of her.
You said the two things that I love.
Because I like eating a girl out, but I like it better when something eats its way out of her.
It's, you're conjuring up a vision for me not unlike the spaghetti scene in Lady and the Tramp.
It's just me and the baby meeting mouth to mouth. Well.
Slurping up that umbilical cord.
Hello. Hello,
so
three-way.
Upset.
Ooh.
That is horrifying.
DVD extra. I want to see it.
There was an actual baby in the audience at the last show we did here, so that's why.
Is that baby back?
I don't think so.
Is that?
That baby raised his hand, and I ate my way out too. High five. Boom, boom.
Does anyone hunger for games?
Doug, sidebar?
Yes, sir.
I would like to explain my contribution to the
gift bag. That's right. You brought the sealed envelope.
Yes, Doug asked me to bring something for the giveaway when I was still in Los Angeles, where I live, where my wife sleeps, where my children play with their toys. And
doesn't have kids.
You have 8 kids now, right?
Yeah.
8 beautiful children.
That's right.
Ranging in age from 2 to 15.
That's right. And they're all named Tag. Now,
How many of them?
I think I sabotaged myself with some low self-esteem, and I forgot to bring an item to give away because I imagined giving it to someone and having that person put their thumb and forefinger on their nose and hold the DVD aloft as if it stank. So I didn't bring something, so I went to Whole Foods and got a classy condolence card. That may I read it?
Please.
Thank you, Doug. You're being very indulgent, and I appreciate it.
I'm going to just say, while you're opening that card, it's in a plastic sleeve, that I also was going to bring something really good, but I forgot it in my hotel. So tomorrow's audience will get that gift. So come back tomorrow.
I can't believe you guys forgot to bring the things you meant to give away. I 100% remembered the wet wipes. It's not like they were just something in my bag that I was like, I guess I'll do these.
And also, Doug, my gift was not announced.
I know. I wanted to save it for when you're out here to be stand proudly behind it. She brought some Neutrogena Ultra Sheer Dry Touch Sunblock.
You guys, our faces
55.
Are our fortunes. Our
55.
Fortunes.
For the vampires in the area.
It's a mini yes. bottle. How many ounces is in that?
Well, it's
not a lot.
It's airplane size.
It's yeah. used.
It's recycled, you guys. Seattle. Come on.
So this is, to whom may concern, may the love of those close to you bring healing and strength during this difficult time. And then a personal message from Paul, and which I wrote in cursive, which I haven't used since I was a child. I'm so sorry that I forgot to bring a prize. Please let me hug you. Now, what
Weird.
I'm going to do is, whoever wins, if you so choose, I will hug you, but it's going to be a quality hug. Like, I will give you a hug like you're going off to college. I will give you a hug like you've been away at college and I'm picking you up at the airport.
What if a person, if they were at college, their roommate died and you came, would you give them a hug for that too?
No, I won't give that kind of hug.
All right.
That's a different sort of thing. I want this to be a warm
send-off or
embrace.
Receiving.
Yes, this is pure affection. It is not condolence.
It's also it's a hug that signifies that you won't be hugging again. So,
for a while.
This is the hug you get.
For a while.
Thank you, June.
That's what's coming through.
Yes. So that's my contribution today, Doug. And
you're playing a game of Russian roulette
let me put it back
in the
Bumbershoot
bag. Crowd. You don't know who you're going to get.
That's exactly right, Paul. I don't. That's what I'm saying right now. Before sight unseen, I will hug the winner.
For a minute, I was like, oh, I'll add a hug to mine, asterisk, if the winner is a chesty girl.
Chesty?
Kind of like...
I'm talking about boobs against the chest.
Chesty girl.
A
squeeze
chesty girl.
Like,
nipple.
Like Jessica Rabbit.
If it's a chesty dude, because mostly it's chesty dudes here, let's be honest.
Yeah, no, like what about Normsy here on the end?
Normsy?
Would you give him a hug?
No, I would give Normsy a hug, of course.
Right. He's very huggable.
And he looks chesty.
All right, well, let's play some games then to find out who's going to get these hugs.
Yeah.
It's pretty exciting.
I feel like somehow you've been locked into hugging someone.
Well, I'm not hugging anybody. Are you kidding? I've already given away my wet wipes.
What if the gentleman in the Billy Zabka costume
Ooh,
in the
that's
front
awesome.
Row... What, stand up and
Sweep
wave to the crowd.
Leg. Sweep the leg,
it's
Johnny.
It's Billy Zabka, everybody. Sweep the leg.
Were you here last year?
I was.
He was here last year.
I remember this guy.
You just made his day.
I think you're in the same seat as last year.
Yeah.
Blonde, it was you and your hair. Buddy both had sunglasses on.
Yeah, sunglasses.
You were shirtless last year?
And you guys are both in Cobra Kai, right?
But hold on a second. Wasn't your buddy asleep and you slapped him awake or something like that?
That happened.
Somebody
in one
remembers
of the shows.
This. I didn't dream this.
It could happen.
Oh, wait. Do you remember it? Or did
that
you...
definitely happened. Yeah.
It happened.
But it wasn't that guy that slapped him, I don't think.
Oh, sorry, Doug.
Well, you're accusing him of being that guy.
He's probably slapped somebody.
I want to get him off the hook. But he's wearing a shirt this year because he doesn't want anyone to
know. You know what? He's wearing a tank top. Let's not call it a shirt.
A
It's a half a shirt. Yeah.
That's what they should wear in Twilight is tank tops that are loose. Like, wear a really loose tank top, and then when you turn into a werewolf, it will fit you.
I like that.
But then it's so hot to have an extra layer on.
But they like the feeling of a hug.
I guarantee somewhere there are concept drawings of, like, werewolves with tank tops on, and they're like, wouldn't it make sense that they're wearing clothes but the clothes fit the wolf form? Well, let's draw it up. All right. No, this just looks weird.
Doug was putting forth the theory that it would be like a thunder shirt for the werewolf.
Yeah. Yeah. Like, it would get really tight on them, and they'd run, and they'd be like, I feel like I'm getting a hug.
You know how dogs have been on the earth for millions of years, but they still don't understand thunder?
Oh, right.
They get terrified by it, and so you have to buy them a special garment that makes them think they're being hugged when there's thunder out. Get it together, dogs.
Wait.
This
is like
work.
Some Temple Grandin shit right here.
This is autistic. They all look
here's
like
how, here's
dogs
how it works.
Aren't, autistic,
here's,
you know.
Here's how it works. Dogs are so dumb, not only can they understand thunder is not going to get them, they also think putting a shirt on is the same as having a hug.
Dumb.
I will not hug a dog. If a dog wins this tonight, I will not hug that dog.
What if that dog just got back from going to the most rainy, thunderous place in the world, has conquered his fear, and he's coming back to visit?
Oh, Paul, my one loophole!
Let's play How Much Did This Shit Make? It's a spin-off of Why Was This Shit Made?
Why was
your
just
show.
The original
you know,
title.
That's the original title of your show. And since we just spent an hour talking about it on How Did This Get Made, let's do Roadhouse.
Okay.
Everybody gets to bid. The idea is to bid how much money Roadhouse made domestically at the box office. It doesn't count what was probably a lot of money in pay-per-view.
I will say that my little knowledge of it is it came out in 1989. So you have to, you know, adjust for market value.
How much money did people have then?
That's it. I have a guess to it.
Okay.
I'm going to go right in the center and say $51 million.
Too much.
Right. Okay, June, what do you think?
$51 million is not a hit.
Well, I do know that it didn't do well. So I have to qualify that. I think that it probably made $15
million. 15?
15, 1-5.
Oh, 50.
I said 51.
No, 1-5. Yeah.
She said 1-5.
What?
So you only have that
what
one.
What just happened?
I thought you only said the numbers.
She one said 1-5.
Okay,
five.
So 50. I said the numbers.
She said 1-5, and then you went 50.
50.
Okay.
That's why you don't see those two at game night very often as a team.
I need you writing me more checks.
What do you think, Jason?
I'm gonna go with $30 million.
Whoa, $30 million.
American.
Okay, closest without going over. Paul F. Tompkins.
Oh, it's close without going over.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. Price is Right.
This is Price is Right rules.
It's like Price is Right.
Oh.
Everyone.
Are you gonna go? You could go to $1. You should go $1.
Of course.
You should go to $1.
I know. Jason. I'm going to say it made $2 million.
I want to amend my... I didn't know you can go
so
over.
So Paul gets to go...
You can't go over.
You can't go
I'm gonna
over.
Go, I'm going to go it made $49,999.
Smart. Okay, that's a good adjustment. That's a smart adjustment. That really gave you a lot of extra room to be right.
I don't know if it made over 50. I'm guessing that it didn't, but I'm putting it there.
Well, as it turns out, our winner is Jason Mantzoukas because it made exactly $30 million.
Boom!
Wow.
Oh, it feels so good.
Doug, how much did it cost to make?
I know that.
Oh, Paul knows that.
20.
It was a $20 million
picture?
Yeah,
$20 million picture.
Yeah, so...
So they made their money back.
Modest hit.
Oh, they made their money back.
Yeah. Not too bad.
No, when you add P&A to that,
What about all the times it aired on Spike TV? It definitely made its money back.
Yeah.
No. $10 million of that budget was breast implants.
You can't say that. I don't think Kelly Lynch had breast implants.
She
in that 100%. Movie. I disagree.
100%.
No, they're
breast implants.
Real looking.
Nope.
Actually,
they don't look real at all. They look like small rocks in her chest, and it has that thing where Her skin is like pulling across because it's so tight.
You're saying that they're hard to motorboat because of the distance?
No, I wasn't. But that's true. But no, I was
trying to motorboat him. It's such a project.
I was treating the microphones like
that's why Patrick Swayze does all that Tai Chi, to get so flexible that he could motorboat between those two small titties. Classy.
I don't know if we're all even talking about the same thing anymore.
15.
Let's play another game. Let's play a round of ABCD's Nuts. But this time, let's spell out. We'll start with Jason, and then we'll go to June, and then Paul. And let's spell out Roadhouse. So the first letter that you have to come up with a movie that begins with that letter, Jason, is R. Any movie that begins with the letter R.
Ronan.
And if you match a movie that I wrote down.
What?
If you match what I wrote down ahead of time, you win automatically.
I win automatically?
If you match all the movies that begin with the letter R, you say...
Ready?
Yeah.
Revenge
we'll
of
say
the
it
nerds.
At the same time. You ready?
One, two, three.
Revenge RoboCop. Of the Nerds.
What is this game?
It's called 1-2-3 RoboCop. Basically, Doug's going to say 1-2-3 RoboCop. You have to say something different every time he says it.
Oh. But if you say RoboCop, you win the game.
Yeah. Yes, exactly. Yeah.
No, now we move on to the letter
Nobody's
O. Let's
won.
See if I say
Nobody's
RoboCop for the letter
this.
O. So now June has to think of any movie that begins with the letter O.
The letter O?
Mm-hmm.
Are we saying it at the same time?
Say RoboCop.
No, you can just say it.
Old School.
That's a good one. I said On Golden Pond.
I like that what you wrote down has inherent value.
It doesn't matter at all.
It's like
it ridiculous. You present it as if it does.
It's like your game has a sub-game that is meaningless.
It doesn't matter.
But the sub-game is where you win the big money. It's like hitting a daily double on Jeopardy. Yeah. You don't know you're going for it, but when you hit it,
you win the whole thing.
Yeah, side bet. Yeah, like putting your money down in that circle.
So we go to Paul.
Akira.
Okay, I said Anger Management.
Good.
Paul Tompkins. What's a D movie, Paul Tompkins?
Dracula. What did you say, Doug?
I said RoboCop.
Drobocop.
Dog Day Afternoon. H to Jason.
Oh, all jokes aside, Dog Day Afternoon.
One of my all-time favorite movies, Hooper.
Oh, I would have written
Burt
that.
Burt Reynolds, Jan Michael Vincent, jumping across bridges in cars.
Robert Klein was also in it. Heaven's Gate, I said.
Because we were all hungering to know what you wrote down.
June gets O again.
Oh, Orange County.
That's a good one. I said Old Dogs.
All right.
Okay.
People have matched before, by the way. It has happened.
Usual suspects.
Oh, wait. People have matched before? Yes. It has happened. Usual Suspects isn't a match, though, because it's... first of all, it starts with the.
Oh!
And second of all, I said Uncle Buck. Also known as the Uncle Buck. S to Paul Tompkins.
Sliver.
Oh, that's a good S. I said Somewhere. And then E for the final chance to match. Jason, name any movie.
Now, Jason, keep in mind.
That begins with the letter E.
Before you answer, this is the final chance to match Doug.
This
is really your only shot at this.
I need to get in the mind of Doug for this.
Yeah.
It's E, which is a difficult letter.
That's right.
Not a lot of E titles.
That's right.
I feel like I can get there.
You want to avoid thes.
Ready?
Oh, it's going to be good.
Yes. Ready?
E.
Every Which Way But Loose.
That was
Wait,
really
can we all,
good
can we
guess.
All take a chance at E? Can we
oh,
all
yeah, let's all do E.
E movie.
Let's all do E on stage.
Late night here, 9 to midnight, we all will do E. Break into the theater.
At that point, if you're a chesty girl, it's Hug City. Because I'm single and looking to hug.
And he hasn't gassed up the motorboat, so keep them close together.
I'm so stuck on E right now.
I hear you. I'm rolling.
Well, it was Paul's idea. Paul, you say an E one.
E-T.
Oh.
I think it's just E-T.
Uh-oh. I think we have a match.
What?
Normzy, what does it say right there?
E-T the extraterrestrial.
Whoa!
Fuck it!
Yeah.
Fuck it! Fuck it!
That's right. How inconsequential is it now? Still very.
How many what?
Inconsequential. That felt good. Now I get it.
Yeah.
Now I get this game.
Now,
wow, what a
high. Makes you feel alive, doesn't it?
Woo! I can't wait till later where you're like, I think I hurt myself on those jump kicks.
You haven't jumped like that in a long time.
You know what? That was actually a lot of fun. You could cut the tension with a knife. Doug said fork.
Oh,
not worth it. Why did I open my mouth?
That was exciting,
it was
Paul.
Great,
you
Paul. Very
look, I drank two bottles of wine last night. I am not at my best right now.
So, Paul, you get to go first in what might be the final game.
Okay.
Of today.
Really?
Yeah.
Ugh.
What's the matter?
He loves the games.
I want more games.
Okay.
He loves the games.
He's truly hungry for games.
Wants those games,
I
man.
Just saw Tony Bennett. I'm fucking all hard for games.
This guy, they call him Katniss Manzoukas over here, right? Because he was fucking hungry for games so much.
Katniss.
I had a reference, I pulled it in, I did the whole thing, I circled the whole...
I would say I'm a bit more of a Gale than a Katniss, just
Oh, Gale.
Just saying.
Oh, who's Finnick?
PETA, you're like PETA today.
I'm not like PETA! Fuck
you're
PETA!
You're always throwing bread at me.
That movie was dumb, right?
Did you do Hunger Games on How Did This Get Made?
No, we
did. It's an amazing movie, so no.
Let's see those name tags, you guys. Let's decide who you're going to play for. Each of my guests will go into the audience and select the name tag that speaks to them.
We all go now?
Yeah. Okay. Just go and grab whoever you want to play for. Beck has a mask of some sort with his face sticking through it.
Thank you very much. Elisa?
Someone's got cupcakes back there.
He's got a sign on his hand. We're bottlenecking you guys.
It's a guy.
That's a DVD.
I'm going to take cupcakes.
People are really...
Yeah, pick those cupcakes.
Apologies to the balcony.
How come nobody in the back rows has done name tags, huh? All right, I'll choose this girl just because she's doing it.
I was coming after that glow-in-the-dark sign, too.
It's a Smurf?
And then the cupcakes
played me. No, it's Garnier Fructis, guys. I'm choosing it only because Sarah Jessica Parker was the spokesperson for this. And I believe my character in the league said it was something erotic at some point.
Wait, is Jason doing a one-man show? Like, walking through the house, just musing.
Sorry. Oh, wait, do I hold it?
What kind of name tag is this?
I don't know!
Is her name Fructis?
Wow, that's great.
You know what? That's a beautiful name,
Is her name Garnier?
I have no idea.
Je m'appelle Fructis.
Should I go and choose a different one?
No, what's your name?
Caitlin.
Caitlin. All right. That's the first thing he put on a name tag. Ha, 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 ha.
Is her name anywhere?
Her
on
name
there
is
at
not
all?
On this. No, I now realize I chose poorly. I wish I'd gone upstairs.
I don't think there's any signs in the balcony.
I want to take a moment here to talk about this cupcake that was given to us.
Oh boy!
First of all,
here we go. One of Scheer's famous cupcake speeches.
Guys, you will hear me out cupcakes. It's an election year. We need to talk about it.
You just chose cupcakes because you have a stand-up routine about cupcakes you're about to launch into.
Man, what are you eating?
Why is it so big,
right? Now let me ask, ladies, where are my ladies at? Ladies love cake. Ladies love, but guys are like, cake is too big. I want a cupcake, right? So anyway.
Anyway,
that's very good.
What else is in the news?
I'm
talking about legitimate cupcake, and then there's illegitimate cupcake.
If you eat the cupcake and it was non-consensual, you will not get fat.
But here, this cup.
Because your body has a way of shutting it down.
That's true.
Really? All right. I'll take it.
This cupcake company was started when a man walked into the store and gave them a $100 bill, and he said, until this runs out, just keep on giving people free cupcakes. Now they're called Random Acts of Cupcakes. Go forth, be random. Yeah.
That story is full of holes.
Wait, it wasn't about donuts. It's cupcakes.
How is
what
that cupcake?
No, no, no.
Is that cupcake delicious?
All
right.
Good cupcake. And well, there's a $100 bill in it.
Those were brought by Haley?
Nope, by Al.
Oh, you changed it to Al?
All the letters fell off, so now it's just Al.
Okay, so Paul's playing for Al. And who are you playing for, June?
I'm playing for Miss G.
What is that on?
This is on a collector's crossword and variety book. I don't know what the variety is.
That's where the crossword's already filled in.
Some of them are filled in. There's a jumble that's filled in there.
Not fully, though.
What does that say?
This is change a word.
Oh,
milk,
boy.
Mild, mile, mold.
Is this? Did somebody give their kids book?
Give me that
somebody
kid.
Somebody completed that maze.
Did I say, do you hunger for playing games by yourself? What's the name on the cover? Misty?
Misty.
Misty, okay. So June's playing for Misty. And Paul F. Tompkins, who are you playing for?
I'm playing for Elisa. She brought a poster from the from a show that Scott Aukerman and I did together at the Sasquatch Festival.
Oh, shit.
Where we... What?
Whoa.
But how?
It's one of the posters that was given to me by someone over at Flatstock to give away today.
Well, I guess everyone hates these posters.
Will you please take them off her hands?
I think she might want her poster back. She's just used it as her name tag.
Yeah, well, she might, Doug. I can't read her mind.
I'm sorry.
One
random show got a poster treatment. What was so special about this show?
Oh, what was so special about the show is it was a prank that the Sasquatch Festival played on Scott and myself that we would be performing for the drunkest people in all of history.
Here, sign this one.
I will.
Yeah, sign
What's
Elisa's
that?
Too while you're at it. And don't show the shithead on the back.
I want Elisa to ask. Yes, I will, Elisa. Squeaky wheel gets the grease.
Are you taking letters off of this sign too, Paul? He's trying to change it to a new name. Slea. That's a nice name.
Yeah, Slea.
Slea.
Like Princess Slea.
Princess Slea. There you go. Oh, we lost a letter, so now it's just just Slea.
I do like that people are now writing on the back, don't read out the shithead.
Yeah, they got to warn people to not reveal that exciting.
Not listeners, not the people like Ken Jennings who's going to wreck it for everybody.
Part of the show. Ken Jennings was great. He did very well at this game that we have to start playing because we're running out of time. Oh, we got a little time. Let's hurry. Okay, we can take our time.
I still feel really bad about the Garnier Fructis choice. I just saw a shampoo and I was like, I gotta get in there.
Yeah, maybe she was just offering it to you for your locks.
Correct me if I'm wrong, but the young lady named Caitlin is on the chesty side.
Didn't seem, I don't know, I didn't notice.
Oh, because that's
didn't notice.
That seemed to be who you were
Caitlin
hoping
with
to play
size.
For.
Her eyes are up there, Doug.
Yeah.
I'll have you know she was not holding this up. I rooted around in her purse for it.
Give me that.
While looking at her chest.
You're like a really perverted guy from Let's Make a Deal. Come on, what do you got? What do you got?
You just forgot your toiletry bag for the weekend.
You guys all picked girls, so Jason's got a good chance of some chesty action after the after
oh, really?
The game
I feel like
is over.
Everyone's choosing boys.
But Paul Scheer took down that last game, so he gets to go first.
Very excited.
Yeah, you're in the winner slot. You get to pick a category. This is, of course, the Leonard Maltin game from my Leonard Maltin app on my iPhone. And if you know the answer in the audience, please don't yell out. This is just between these guys.
No.
What are you talking about, Paul?
There's no
answer. Nothing, Doug.
We were arguing about how you win the Roadhouse game, really.
Paul ended up being
Paul
the winner.
Paul had been disqualified, by the way.
Yeah, but he matched, and that was pretty awesome.
Yeah. Don't bring us down. Don't bring us down by your rules, all right? It's like the Hunger Games. Anything can happen. Throw those fucking dogs in there. Let's see what happens.
Yeah, we got a bunch of dogs waiting under the earth.
Yeah, shake them up. Are they just real? Are they? We don't know.
Just open up the trap door.
Yeah.
Let the under earth dogs out.
What wasn't very clear in the movie is that all of those dogs that they let out at the end had the souls of the fallen competitors
within
them.
Yeah, they were the tributes.
Oh, yeah, they probably should have mentioned that.
Yeah.
Gotta keep it PG, can't make it too dark for the kiddies.
Couldn't one of the dogs have just said something simple like, "Remember me?
Oh, you killed me."
But what's very sad is like one of those dogs is, what's her name? Rue. The little girl.
Too soon, Jason. Too soon.
Too soon because Rue died?
Too soon.
It's an election year, Jason. It's too soon.
It's an election year.
Right, guys? Right, guys? Hunger Games.
Hunger Games. Oh, look it up.
Paul Scheer gets to choose between three categories.
Yeah. Doug, I wanted to stall the game further.
And then we'll go from Paul, we'll go to June, and then Jason, and then the other Paul, because that's how I'm feeling right now.
Paul, thank you for eating some of that cupcake, so I'm not the only person that's going to be dosed this evening. I'm glad I have a companion on my forthcoming
trip. Those cupcakes were meant for me?
I am genuinely shocked you guys ate anything these maniacs gave us.
It wasn't homemade. Use your microphone.
Wasn't homemade. And even if it was, I trust Haley.
You know how to trick
them into
eating
it. He's just sitting there without his microphone going, it wasn't homemade.
It wasn't homemade.
This is just for us.
Here's my checklist of eating baked goods from strangers. Wasn't homemade.
If it's good enough for Mark Maron, it's good enough for me. That guy eats a lot of cake.
He wants to get back on drugs so bad. He's like, just bake me stuff and I'll eat it. I 100% will eat anything you give me.
How about some mushroom pumpkin loaf? Yeah. I'm addicted to mushrooms.
Your category options are, as suggested by @TJBrunson210_3.
What?
I know, it's ridiculous.
Overdone.
Was that one of the robot bounty hunters in Star Wars?
RG88, I like it.
IG88, how dare you, sir?
RG3.
That's right, sure.
He suggested Zombie Tupacalypse. And that's movies that came out with Tupac Shakur in them after he had died.
Wow.
Zombie Tupacalypse.
That is going to be one I'm going to definitely not take.
Almost as hard to follow as that Twitter handle.
Yeah, the guy's complicated. That TJ Bronson's a complicated fellow.
I know one of them involves Jason Wallner, the director of Human Giant. He played Bucky, the bucktooth kid in a Tupac Shakur movie. That was released post-death.
Oh, okay. Well, I don't know if that's the one I've chosen, but thanks for giving everybody some clues.
Could be one of 40, so...
Well, I, thank God, know all of Jason Woolner's filmography. Yes.
And then another option you have, Paul, is The Devil Wears Nada, and that's movies where Anne Hathaway appears nude.
Let's do it. I'm picking it.
Or, wait, you might like this one. Right. Celebrating a birthday today. Keanu Reeves.
Oh.
Yeah, so the films of Keanu Reeves.
Shit.
If anyone dares to call them that.
I am going to do Keanu Reeves just because I can't remember the one movie that I know Anne Hathaway gets naked in. So there you go.
Would you like a Keanu Reeves movie from 1986 or 2008?
2008.
Okay, this Keanu Reeves movie from 2008 gets 2 stars from Leonard Maltin.
Okay.
The first word of the review is strange.
Got it.
And the last word of the review is story.
Strange story. Got it.
Is it a two-word review?
No. No, he's got other words in there.
Okay.
He's got the word pallid in there.
Palette.
You have to say that every time Keanu Reeves is in something, and he also says something about that's enough.
All right.
Does he ever use any sniglets in his reviews?
Really? Sniglets.
I love a
Come
Rich.
Come on, Rich Hall,
somewhere,
everybody.
Somewhere Rich Hall is like, thank God.
I think he's in England.
I bought three of those books when I was a kid, and they were great.
Eight names. Eight names he lists.
I'm going to say I can name it in four.
That's a strong opening bid. June, what do you think of that?
So what do I do at this point in the game?
You say to Paul, name that movie, and he gets four names, or you have to name bid less names, like three or two.
2008.
One would be another number that's less.
I'll say I can name it in three.
Okay, now we go to Jason.
If I lose, am I out for the other rounds of the game?
No.
No.
I don't know how many more rounds we'll have time for. But
I'll name it in two.
Okay. What does Paul F. Tompkins think of that?
2008, you say, Doug?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Strange, Leonard Maltin calls it.
Something about it is strange, yes.
Seems to involve a story, if I'm not much mistaken.
That's correct.
Doug, just for the bumper fuck of it, I can name that movie in zero names.
What?
I said it in front of God and everyone.
God loves bumper suit.
Paul F. Tompkins.
Yes, Paul Scheer?
Name that movie.
All right, sir.
You get zero names.
Is that movie The Lake House?
No, it isn't.
Can I just take a guess at what it is?
Let me tell you the first two words of the review.
Oh, I think I can know it, though. I think I know it, and I'm bummed that I...
Okay, what is it?
It's the alien movie, The Day the Earth Stood Still.
That's correct.
I forgot that happened. Not just the movie, but that there was such a day.
The first two words were strange visitor.
Oh, well, then yeah. I would have gotten it.
That would have given it away.
Strange visitor tells a story.
Paul Scheer would have gotten that easily because he's in it.
It's true.
Paul Scheer has a point.
What?
And,
how?
Didn't get a point? What happened?
Because you challenged me.
You challenged him, yeah.
Great. And I was not up to the challenge.
Yeah.
This is what happens when I stand before God at the end of my days.
He said,
and they review my life. I said, first of all, I cussed. He's not going to be happy.
Please, why would you bring me up in a podcast?
So we'll start with Jason on this next one, and we'll head to June and then back over to Paul because we changed the direction around. And you get to pick between three categories,
I'll
Jason.
Sorry.
What?
What were you going to take?
It's going to take three new categories? I thought we were still choosing from the available two.
I wonder which one you were going to pick.
Yeah, we go.
I'll tell you, I don't even know what the other one was, except for Boobies Anne Hathaway. That,
exactly! She's chesty.
I heard Boobies Anne Hathaway. Yeah. I'm in.
She's chesty.
Yeah, you don't get that one. You get three new ones.
Was it Havoc?
What? It might come up later.
Oh, my bad.
Yeah.
Can we please just talk about Anne Hathaway being nude?
I have some scenes from Havoc queued up. Can we turn the lights down?
We got to have a winner because somebody in the audience has to win this amazing prize bag full of items you guys brought from your hotel rooms.
Please, I brought it from my backpack.
Oh, that's true. At King of Pancakes category, the number one movie 10 years ago to this very day at the North American box office. Yeah, somebody sneezed in the audience. Or Yabba Dabba Don't. That's cartoons that turned into a live action movie.
Like Smurfs.
Or... Roadhouse. Oh wait, I haven't finished loading that one in yet. How about
Roadhouse the movie?
Yeah, just tough first
category.
Person. How many
sure
names can
name
you name in Roadhouse?
Movies that are Roadhouse.
Yes. Films that are Roadhouse. No, I meant to do movies with road or house in the title, but then I didn't enter anything in.
Clever.
You know, I get some of these ideas, late in the afternoon.
I thought it was going to be movies that involve a camper.
Oh, yeah, that is a roadhouse.
That's
a traditional roadhouse.
That's a fun way to
You're
go
welcome,
with it.
You're welcome, everyone.
That could... would that fit in a sniglet?
It's or a at K-I-K-F-I-I-A, however you say that, Kikvia, suggests In Theaters How, in honor of How Did This Get Made.
Oh, wow.
And that's movies that were featured on How Did This Get Made.
Well, I'm going to choose that category, Doug. Movies that were featured on
How Did This Get Made. Because you were there on every episode.
I was there for every episode of that.
Smart.
So.
Yeah, smart, smart, smart. Smart. Can't fault your logic. Smart, smart.
So would you like a movie from 1983 or 2010?
2010.
All right, 2010. This was featured on, I don't know when you did it on How Did This Get Made, but the movie's from 2010. And Leonard gives it 2 stars. He says about the movie that it is, there's a true talent in this movie who is reduced to a bit part. And he also calls it flashy and forgettable. Flashy, forgettable.
Okay.
True talent is reduced to a bit part.
Okay.
And he lists 11 names.
Now, if I want to guess, should I pull a Paul F. Tompkins and say 0 names?
You can.
If I think
then,
I know it.
But then
I
mean, we'll go to June. She could go into negative names if she also thinks she knows
what
it.
What does that mean? You just start adding names?
She has to name the first person from top billing
from
down.
From the top of the... Yeah, you can
oh,
say
is that
negative.
For real?
Yeah, if you say -1, you have
it's
to name the movie.
It's as real as a heart attack, Jason.
Whoa!
If you say -1, you have to name the movie and the top billed person in the movie, according,
okay, negative
according
one.
To Leonard Maltin.
I'm doing -1.
Okay, so then we go to June.
Wow.
She has to decide what to do with that.
I'll take 0.
You can't go back. You can't go back.
Yeah, you got to go deeper. You got to go -2 or tell Jason to name it.
I'll tell Jason to name it right now.
Okay, so Jason needs to tell me the name of the movie and the top billed star.
I believe the name of the movie is Sucker Punch.
Okay, and who's the top billed star?
Emily Browning.
That doesn't matter because the movie's burlesque. And... And top build, of course,
who
is Cher.
Who is the true talent reduced to a bit part? Cher?
Peter Gallagher.
Alan Cumming. He was upset about Alan Cumming having such a
star. I thought it was John Hamm.
You make a movie called Burlesque with a guy named Cumming. You think you'd get a lot of action in there, but apparently not. So,
I really thought I had that one.
Now we're really up against it, because now we got to figure out a way to end this thing. Oh, I know what we can do.
Match you? Try and match you?
Let's do that again. Let's do the matching thing again. No, let's go quickly into the next round. We'll start with Paul and go towards Paul. Paul.
Yeah.
And Paul gets to pick between, would you like In Theaters Chow, that's movies that take place in Italy.
Got it.
Or The Bjorn Legacy, that's films that have ABBA songs in them.
Got it.
Or Honey, I Got the Skids, that's movies where there's the scene of someone shitting.
Honey, I Got the Shins.
Honey, I Got the Skids. People are excited about that category.
Why? Come on, everybody.
I bet they suggested it. Did they suggest it?
Jesus.
This Skidsy movie was from...
More than one person.
2003. 2 stars from Leonard. He says this movie is about... it's about 90 minutes. And
that's what he said? It's about 90 minutes?
He says, if you're looking for, he describes the story and says, if you're looking for that kind of thing, look no further. That's a terrible clue. I'm going to have to give like a really good clue here because it's hard to, let's just say that the movie's about an insurance risk manager. That's a huge clue. And there are 15 names.
I can name it in 5 names.
Paul Tompkins.
What year?
I believe right now we're in 2012, but the movie in question, 2003.
It's about a what? What's the guy's occupation?
He's an insurance risk manager.
Paul, name that movie.
Whoa.
All right.
Paul gets 5 names.
There we go.
This is exciting. They are Rabbi David Barron.
I love his work.
Caroline Aaron.
Got it.
Cheryl Hines.
Uh-huh.
Judah Friedlander.
Okay.
I don't know what it said on his hat, but he was in it.
I'm already narrowing it down to a Ben Stiller movie.
And Missy Pyle. And speaking of piles,
a pile of
someone
shit.
Takes a really gnarly shit in this movie.
Judah Friedlander.
You have to win this right now.
And a rabbi.
You have to do it.
I'm all right. I'm already locked in that it's a Ben Stiller movie.
Okay, so just name a Ben Stiller movie.
Get it over with.
Okay. Oh, I know it. Along Came Polly.
That's right.
Boom. Paul Scheer.
Boom.
Paul Scheer. Boom. Paul Scheer.
So wow, come get your prizes, Al.
Al gets
Al
them.
Gets prizes. We got prizes for Al.
There you go.
There you go. Wait, is that all the posters?
The hug is happening. The hug is happening.
There's that too. There's your poster. That was a great hug. Suitably chesty, if you ask me.
You need that for the
that's what you were hoping for. Yeah, is there a shithead on the back of this?
Did you have a shithead on the back?
Do you guys have anything you want to plug real quick?
Oh, yes. No, Doug has it.
What do you want to plug?
Jason gave away the Garnier Fructis.
And I gave away my crossword book.
What?
Did it have a shithead on the back?
Let's get the two people that presented
the Garnier
those
Fructis
come up.
Doesn't. The
Where's
Garnier Fructis you can just keep because it's garbage.
You Where's Fructis at? And does this have a shithead on the back? No? Whose is it?
Misty.
That's Misty's.
Where's Misty at? Misty, did you write a shithead on the back of here? Can you want to come do that?
Misty, get out.
Get over here. And where's Fructis at, Caitlin? Yeah, come on down.
Where's Fructis at?
I don't even
Fructis!
I think they don't even know why they had to bring name tags. Like, I don't know, they don't know what's about to happen. But yeah, just come on up on stage here, and they can write it down with a marker on this. I got a thing right here, yeah. Just, if you could, ladies, just write down on this poster on the back. Just
Misty,
write down
Fructis,
anyone
Misty.
That you want me. Anyone that you want me to call a shithead, at the end of the program, which is fast approaching.
But not me.
Okay. And
I don't want it to be over.
Well, I'm sorry. But not me. What do you guys want to plug? Paul Tompkins, you got some dates coming up.
When does this drop, Doug?
A few days from now.
Why don't you come see me with Super Ego live in Kansas City, Missouri, Friday,
yes.
September 7th. And then awesome. See me with them again Saturday, September 22nd in Los Angeles. Tickets at paulftompkins.com.
Beautiful. Paul Scheer.
NTSF SDSUV. It's a show I do on Adult Swim every Thursday night at 12:15 after Children's Hospital. Thank you, guys. That will be airing for a while. So there you go.
Every nice. Thursday at 12:15.
Yeah.
Did you say that?
For example.
Yeah, I did. June, what's up?
Also, Burning Love, burninglove.com.
Yeah, that's really funny.
Check it out. Super funny.
Great, great, great web series. And Jason, anything? Gonna just keep working on that beard?
Just gonna keep growing the beard.
Just get it creepier and creepier.
Where can we find that beard?
Is The Dictator still in theaters?
Yeah. Still in theaters, still killing it in theaters.
It was just on a plane.
Yeah, the theaters of the sky.
Oh, you have me, sir.
So, no, check out The Dictator in a Plane soon. Or now. It's also on television, guys.
Everybody fly somewhere tonight and watch The Dictator.
And The League starts October 11th.
There you go. One more time for everybody. June and Jason and Paul and Paul. We'll be back tomorrow with one more of these with an all-new panel of guests. And as always... Zach Braff is the shithead.
Is that an I Heart Jason shirt? Well, how did you know I would be at this show?
Bend away when you're getting back into the light. Turn back to see what the back says.
Can't see what the back says.
What was like the one thing I told you guys backstage about this part of the show?
Sorry.
Once I start saying the shitheads, it's over.
My apologies.
Did you work it out with the shirt guy?
It's done.
Okay. Tim Mitchell is a shithead. I would say somebody else. I wouldn't have wasted it on Tim Mitchell, whoever he is. What does Tim Mitchell do? Perfect.
He's a professional shithead.
And Comedy Bang Bang not being here at Bumbershoot this year is a shithead.
Now it's time for Doug to watch another cocky. Eyes of all his viewing prowess makes him cocky. There's no room in.